From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Tara Rios of Greenport was charged with a hate crime for allegedly throwing pork chops at a local synagogue January 9th. Rios is accused of throwing a package of pork chops onto the front steps of Congregation Ansh Emeth in Greenport sometime between the hours of 5 p.m. and 3 a.m., then allegedly returning to the synagogue at about 3:28 a.m. January 10th to photograph the hate crime. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force and state police investigated the incident. State police said, and I quote, "These acts caused the membership of Congregation Ansh Emeth to be in reasonable fear of further anti-Semitic acts, which could result in physical injury," end quote. Rios refused to comment, and Rabbi Daniel Freed from the synagogue could not be reached for comment. Council on American Islamic Relations Litigation Director Ahmad Mohammed said in a statement, and I quote, "We continue to stand in solidarity with the Jewish community. Acts of hatred and harassment at houses of worship are unacceptable. As we have stated many times, an attack on any house of worship is an attack on all houses of worship," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York State Parks blog reported there is evidence some bats are fending off the white nose syndrome that has decimated their populations recently. Researchers have found evidence of a bat recovery from the fungal disorder in the Haley's Cave under the 100-million-year-old limestone escarpment at Thatcher State Park in western Albany County. The little brown bat, or Myotis lucifugus, seems to be evolving its own resistance to the fungal infections, according to a December 2019 study of hibernating bats in a former cement mine in Ulster County. The bat population in Haley's Cave climbed to 7,200 last year after dropping to about 1,200 bats in 2010. But brown bat populations have not rebounded at other caves surveyed by the state wildlife officials in Albany and Schoharie counties. And you can read more about this story at the New York State Parks blog. Tom Precious reports in the Buffalo News that a Cuomo administration official said they learned from their failure to legalize recreational marijuana last legislative session. Norman Birenbaum, the state's director of cannabis programs, said, and I quote, "We've looked at lessons learned," end quote. Most of the contention in Albany about the issue concerns where to spend the $300 million in projected marijuana excise tax revenue. Cuomo wants the money for the state's general fund to help with the current $6 billion deficit. Legislators have many other ideas, including paying for drug treatment and prevention efforts, law enforcement efforts to get impaired drivers off the roads, and programs in poorer neighborhoods that were disproportionately targeted for marijuana arrest over the years. State Senator Liz Krueger, the Manhattan Democrat sponsoring the legalization legislation, said, and I quote, "I'm optimistic we can get this done in 2020, end quote. If a bill is passed, the Cuomo administration estimates it would take 18 months before legal marijuana sales begin. And you can read more about this story in the Buffalo News. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that unemployment was higher throughout the Hudson Valley this December than last year. All local counties had small increases in unemployment. In Greene County, it was up from 4.3% a year ago to 4.7% in December 2019. Columbia County continued to have the lowest unemployment rate in the area, but it was up from 3.0% in December 2018 to 3.2%. Ulster County changed from 3.6 to 3.7%, Dutchess County went from 3.2 to 3.6%, and the entire Hudson Valley was at 3.7%, up from 3.4% a year ago. Statewide unemployment fell from 3.9% to 3.7%. And you can read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.